What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. You can tell by the music, we're going to be talking about Sleepy Hollow. And in this episode, we don't have no headless godforsaken horseman, but it's okay. It's okay. Every time I hear the intro, I hear, I'm like, oh.
I know.
My heart. We're going to be talking about Friday's episode. It was actually called Into the Wild that aired on Fox. Normally, we recap the show on Saturdays. But Miss Amy McCracken of thevro.com, who's on the other line, they were at a convention for Icon over at the One Tree Hill special edition show.
Yes.
So they returned, and Amy's like, don't do it without me.
I know. I did not want you to do it without me. Not at all.
Because I could have knocked these out by myself, and then I was like.
You could have. You could have, and I could have been, you know, talked about a little bit more, you know, like, oh, yeah, Amy, she just gave up, blah, 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 blah. Well, look,
you pretty
I was
much
busy.
Have. You pretty much have. Well, let's find out. Let's just see how you felt about this episode, young lady.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. This episode.
Okay, let me hear it.
I loved it. I loved every minute of this episode. It felt like I was back home in Sleepy Hollow with amazing episodes. This was a great episode.
Why are you so sarcastic?
I'm not sarcastic. I'm being honest.
Rick, because anybody that's listened to this, especially the Sleepy Addicts.
I am being honest. I honestly give this episode a 10.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I loved every minute.
Okay, so why did you like it?
I loved the monster. I loved that we had Abby. I loved that we had Crane. I was even loving Joe and Jenny. And oh my God, I actually loved Pandora in this episode.
Why do you sound so sarcastic? Am I being punked? Am I? No. Is there because of cameras in here? Are you into it with my wife? Is there some like cameras I don't know about? Really? You really? I mean, because you're sounding like this is like the best freaking finale episode. I mean, I don't feel it. I feel like
this was a finale episode. I was like, yes, give me season 3.
I feel that if we would hang up, you're going to be like, this episode sucked balls.
No, I'm
that's
being
why
honest.
They're not renewed yet. That's
I'm totally being honest.
Really?
Yes.
You give this a 10.
A 10.
Wow. For me, I think I gave this episode like a 7.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm a little pissed off. There's a lot of things that I'm pissed off about. I do not like the fact that they made me think that I was going to be able to see my Wendigo. I didn't get to see the Wendigo.
You did see him.
No. I don't think eyeballs turning white or a little face like, rawr, and then they're like, no, I'm not going to leave you. And then he calms down. I'm like, what?
No, that's all I get? You saw him.
Nah.
He calmed down because he loves Jenny.
I was pissed because anybody that listens to the past, and you know, you can confirm this. I was a big fan of the Wendigo. Love that creature. I'd rather be the creature than Joe, to tell you the truth. But
we know that Joe, they still have everything. So Joe could, you know.
Well, you know what? Next week, it looks like that we're going to see the Wendigo. But I was just pissed because I was really excited to see the Wendigo. Let me tell you another thing that I'm a little pissed off about.
Okay,
I'm a little pissed off that there's a part where the freaking hidden one, it's Pandora and the hidden one, and they're talking about the box, and they want it back, and, you know, and of course the hidden one's being a douche like he always is.
Because he is.
And then all of a sudden he's like, and they're both like, we're going to call out more creatures, and they're going to come, and you're going to suck them dry. I'm like, they've been doing this. They've been doing this for I don't know how long. Like I didn't need a reconfirm of what I've been saying this whole time.
But he was telling her, you know, he's mad at Pandora, okay? And girl, I love Pandora. She was like,
Well, I mean, nobody
is taking my magic anymore.
She's finally getting some balls, which is good. And it looks like next week's episode, she might be. And I think we called it a while back that, you know, I think Pandora's going to get pissed off about the hidden one. She's going to turn against him.
She's more powerful than he is.
But yeah. You know what? That just pissed me off. And then another thing that pissed me off about this episode is at the end of this episode, the hidden one's like, that's it. Your defiance and not waking to work. Now I will go kill the freaking witnesses. I'm like, weren't you supposed to do that a long time ago? Like, Why are you just now deciding, like, you've had your power for a while now, okay?
This is totally Freaky Friday.
Right, isn't it? It is. It's totally opposite. Because I'm just like, I don't see anything that you saw. I mean, Abby, Sophia, the creature, I did like the creature. It was cool.
Okay, good. I'm glad you liked that. Now, did you like where the symbol is actually good and it's like two pieces and Crane can touch it and see Abby?
You know what? I thought it was cool how it went apart and it fit onto that tablet and then he could see it. Like he could see like her and I was like, okay, this is cool. This is cool. And then when they're fighting the creature and they're like, and then all of a sudden you hear, dun, 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 and then the black shadow comes out and it's Crane with his gun. I was like, where the hell did he come from? Why couldn't anybody get to help? And Crane just, and I know everybody
listens. Because he used the mask I know, to show the demon.
I know. And I know the Sleepy Addicts, they're going to be like, Mike. And I get it. It's just that I guess I started off pissed because of my Wendigo. And then everything that happened, it was like the hidden one is like.
Well, I mean, you kind of got a little bit of the Wendigo story with this creature.
I don't even know why you're sticking up for this. Don't try to no. I mean, don't get me wrong. The creature's backstory, the creature, was cool. I liked it. I just thought it was just kind of a little too bubblegum when Crane just shows up out of nowhere and then shoots and shoots and then they stab. It was just like, and I get it, but it's just.
That was one of my favorite parts too, is where Crane just comes out of the darkness.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then we can't let the fucking. The trailer just die already. We got to keep talking about the freaking trailer and how much money.
She's not mad about the trailer. She is mad that he actually moved her stuff, that he touched her stuff.
How many episodes do we have to talk about that? Like, we got it the first time.
And come on. Wasn't it nice when they were doing the silent auction and he was like, give me this. Boom.
Well, you know, and he finally admits that, you know, he wanted the reason why he bought the trailer was is because he wanted to feel like he's staring. And I've been saying this. Joe is not at her level. I've never liked Joe. And it just shows to you that instead of manning up and taking care of business, he had to buy her a trailer.
Well, I mean, he wants to do something nice for her. But you know what's going to happen? He's going to turn into the Wendigo.
Yeah!
And be like, yeah, yeah. Woo! And then he's going to come and kill him.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I get my Wendigo and Joe is gone. I just, you know what?
And Holly's back.
I've said it from the get-go. Joe slows Jenny down. He's a distraction. Holly.
I kind of liked him. I really liked him together this episode.
Holly, at least Holly can hold his own. And he's smart. And he's good looking. You know?
True.
Him and Jenny have sex. They're going to have some cute babies.
They would. They really
I don't know
would.
About Joe. Okay. And I'm saying that
I think Joe's cute.
I'm saying no. The reason why I don't think they're gonna have cute babies is because if they have sex, they might have Wendigo babies.
Ooh, that's right.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, some of the girls listening to her are like, he is cute. Quit making fun of him. No, I'm talking about Wendigo babies, which would be totally cool. I would love to see Sleepy Hollow people.
Would it come out like a wolf?
I don't know, but I think that'd be badass to see. You know what? Keep Joe alive if you can get them to have sex. And I can get some Wendigo babies. To see those little suckers running around with horns? That would be badass. But, yeah. Another thing that I'll tell you one thing that I liked about the episode.
Tell me.
I liked the beginning, that rock climbing place. That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's what I liked.
We'll have to go down to Atlanta to it.
I liked the creature, the rock climbing.
But you saw that guy in the rock climbing place, the way he was like smiling and smirking. He was like, I'm going to get me some of this.
Oh, yeah. And then Abby's like, Spider-Man. She jumps up there. And I was just like, Jenny looked good this episode. She looked hot.
She looked healthy.
What do you mean healthy?
She looked healthy. She looked good.
What is healthy?
She looked like she'd been working out.
Okay. When you say healthy, I think you're calling her plump.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, she's healthy. That means she's like been putting on some pounds.
No, she looks like she's been working out. Like she's been lifting some weight. She looked good.
She always looks good. What are you talking about? I mean, her hair sometimes. But this one here, she looked good because she went to that auction. So she had to look like extra fly.
Yeah.
So you know what? I mean, it's crazy That you go back in time to One Tree Hill convention and you come back loving this episode.
I thought it might be because I'm really tired.
Maybe that's what. Oh, that's real great. See, and now here comes the truth. Here comes the truth.
I love this episode. I thought it was a great episode. I stand by it. I give it a 10.
Wow. Like I said, I give it a 7. I was just not. What I was seeing in this, I was like, we already know this. Now he's going to kill the witnesses. We already knew this. Oh, we're still putting out that beacon to get in supernatural creatures. We already knew that. You were doing that already.
Well, what did you think about. Abby at the last part, she's like, you know, I don't have anybody in my life.
Oh, when she's talking to Reynolds?
Yeah, I don't think we're in the present. And I mean, in the past and, you know, I think, we have blah, 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 blah.
I think Reynolds is a pussy. I think
there's more to him than just that.
I don't think he's watching him the way, like when Robbie got attacked by the creature and they were like, mm-hmm. It's a coyote or wolf bite. And he's like, really? Wow. I was like, are you, you're supposed to be in charge of the FBI.
See, that's why I think he's hiding. I think he knew something.
And maybe that's what it is. Cause he's really playing it off. Like he has no clue. And then he just throws that tantrum at Abby. And it's like, oh, just give me the compass and give me, I'll find. I was like, really? Like, what are you doing? Like, we got.
He was being manly.
I don't know. You know what? Reynolds is just like Joe to me. I don't think. And maybe I feel like Abby and Jenny's father that, like the little Mexican brown father that they never had. Because I just don't think those two guys are good enough for him. Just saying it. And that's probably what it is.
Be like Jenny and Holly.
Oh, yeah. I like Jenny and Holly.
So you like her being with a player and somebody that's...
Whoa! Holly is not a player. Holly just admires women. Mm-hmm. And, hey, Jenny admires men. I think that's why I want them together, because they get along. I mean, that's what they are. They get down in the bed and they get down when they're fighting crime.
Okay. Okay.
Just saying. I know there's a lot of, especially my sleepy addicts out there. I know they're probably like, no, Joe and Jenny.
I'm not going to take your advice on love because you want Abby and Crane together.
No, whoa, 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 whoa. No, no, hold on a second. I just want them to kiss and do it. That's all I want them to do.
And then that's it.
I could care less if they're together or not. Because okay. I think if they get together, it's distractions.
It is.
You know, and it's just one of those things where you just don't, it's like, we, you know, it's like if any of anybody from Sleepy Hollow watches Gotham, okay? And you remember when Penguin lost his mom and Ed says, now there's no distractions.
Yep.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You got to save the world. You don't have time to be going, hey, don't touch my stuff no more. And quit buying me. Like, what? And how much money does freaking Joe have now?
He's got a lot of money.
Where did he get this money from?
I don't understand where he got this money, but he's got a lot of money.
I remember they said it, and he's just like, give me that. And then he just bets $1 million. Like, it's nothing. I was like, hey, Joe, come on. He's trying to impress Jenny. He's going to lose her with a bullet to the head because he's going to be the Wendigo. Oh, you know what? Another thing that pissed me off also about this episode.
What else pissed you off?
Mike? When Sophie, they're trying to figure out how they're going to save the creature. And all of a sudden Sophie walks in. And is like, hey, I was lifting up wood and I found this traveler's guide. I'm like, what?
No, she said she was upstairs looking to see if she could find something. And obviously, you know how floorboards crack if there's something underneath it.
You know what? And maybe, no, I'm not going to say it started off at a bad foot. And then I was just like, really? And then Crane pops out. I'm like, really? And then the book, really? It was just like, But I like the creature and the fighting it and killing it. I liked how Robbie turned into the creature.
I don't like the creature, how it looked like maggots.
I like that. See, that was cool. No. I liked all that. It's just the little parts. And then leave. I hope to God, next episode, I swear to God, Amy, if they're like, hey, don't touch my stuff anymore. Don't buy me this truck. I'm going to be like, oh my God, shut up already. And then he comes, Joe shows up at the place afterwards, and he's like, don't touch me, I'm freaking out. I'm like, really, dude?
I'm a creature.
Like, whatever, she just hid it away from you and Pandora. Do you forget who you're dating? It's Jenny. She's got you.
That's true.
Freaking wimp. I feel so much better now.
I'm glad you got that out.
I'm glad I got it out, because
I'm sorry you've been holding that inside for about a week.
It just pissed me off. I was like, come on already. And now the hidden one. I'm going to go kill the witnesses. Oh, my God. Really now? And he's supposed to be a god, okay? And then this next week, he like has Crane and then he tosses him. Like, what kind of god are you?
Well, I mean, he's only got Pandora's power.
He's got
He doesn't have
powers.
His godly power.
He's got powers, though, and he's such a wimp. He's a waste of a guy. Whatever. I'm telling you, kill the Hidden One and give me some Wendigo babies. Boom!
And bring back the Horsemen.
Yes! Don't get me started about the Horsemen. I think I'm done.
Okay.
I give it a 7. You give it a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I still think when you get off the phone with me, you're going to be like, I fooled all y'all.
No, I actually love this episode.
We shall see. And I've been talking about the Sleepy Addicts. Make sure you go to their website, sleepyhollowaddicts.com. If you go up to the top, you'll see where it says Hollow Hangout Panels. And I'm right there. Sleepy Hollow, Hollow Hangout. We talk about Dark Mirror. It was the episode 2 episodes ago. I was a guest on their panel. So now the video is up there, so you can check it out. Plus, they have other shows there as well. And it looks like Into the Wild, because that's what we just recapped right now. They have a Hollow Hangout here. I'm curious to see what those ladies had to say about this episode.
I'm sure they loved it, just like I did.
I don't see how you don't feel robbed about the Wendigo.
No.
They barely showed
us. They gave me perfect. Perfect Wendigo.
God! I'm going to go now. Tell everybody how they can stalk you.
They can stalk me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. Or they can stalk Variety Radio Online on Twitter. It's TheVRO. Our website is VarietyRadioOnline.com.
Sweet. Don't forget me. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. iWatchMike on Facebook. Of course, shout out to Sleepy Addicts. Follow them on Twitter if you're a big fan. SleepyHollowAddicts.com as well. And I can't forget about my new favorite app, Good Shows. Get on there. Download it for free if you got an iPhone. It's coming soon to Android, so be patient. You can follow myself and Amy on there, and you can join the conversation. If you're a fan of TV and movies, if you use TV tag and Get Glue, this is for you right here. It's called Good Show, so get on there and do it. We'll be back next week, right? Next Friday is a new episode, which we finally get to see the Wendigo. Maybe I'll see some Wendigo babies. That'll be so cool. We'll be back. Review the show. Recap the show next Saturday. I feel so much better now. I feel good inside.
I'm happy for you.
So happy. Kill Joe already.
No.
Kill her. Wendigo baby.